Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman, and today I am very delighted to have the opportunity to speak with Ginny Jablonski, who is an animal communicator and equine medicine facilitator. And Ginny is extraordinary in the way that her whole story became unfolded, and her own personal experience with having a near-death experience and recovering also physically from physical abuse, emotional abuse, and PTSD and Lyme's disease really helped to propel her into the world of integrative medicine and healing, and really opened the many gifts that were already a part of who she is. So welcome to the show, Ginny.
Thank you so much, Elaine. I'm very pleased to be here.
Well, thank you. So could you just begin by telling us a little bit about yourself and how this your beautiful ability to communicate, particularly with horses, but with all animals, how that began?
Yes, well, fortunately for me, I experienced my second near-death experience in 2012.
Oh.
And when I came back, it's a very long story, and we don't have time to get into that today, but basically, I had undiagnosed Lyme disease for about 20 years. Oh. And I had been bedridden for about 9, and I had refused opioids or narcotics. And at a certain point, the doctors tried everything, including methotrexate and other not very wonderful medications, and finally said that opioids were my only help, my only option. And I agreed, and 4 years later, the opioids, the fentanyl, caused my brain to forget to tell my lungs to breathe.
Oh my gosh.
So following that, I knew that the medication was going to kill me if I did not get off of the medicine. Would you like me to share a little bit about my near-death experience?
Yes, please. Please.
I was propelled into a space of white light, and there was a man that looked very much like all of the religious art done of Jesus. And there was a deciduous tree, a beautiful, large deciduous tree full of leaves. And the man that I assume was Jesus walked toward me and held out his hand and said, "Your life is over. You've suffered enough. Come with me." Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, this makes sense. You know, I was on a lot of fentanyl for the size of body that I had at the time. And we had had many discussions, my doctor and I, about that. And I thought, you know, this makes sense. The only concern I had was leaving my husband, which was rather ironic because my husband was actually caring for me at the time.
Mm.
So I thought, okay, Jesus, this makes sense. I'm going to go with you. And I took his hand, and I was about to step toward him, and I heard something behind me, and I turned around, and there were the horses and donkeys from the sanctuary where I had volunteered to my near death. And the horses and donkeys were rearing up on their hind ends and just screaming, whinnying, braying. And I could hear a human voice say, "Don't go, don't go. Don't you remember there's something important you have to do?"
Oh, wow.
And I turned around and I looked at Jesus and I said, "Sorry, Jesus, I'm going with them." And I was immediately propelled back in my body.
Mm.
So following that experience, I knew that if I wanted to live, I had to get off the medication and I had to find out what was wrong with me. And prior to that, I had no experience with alternative healing modalities or spirituality. I had majored in economics, although I didn't complete my four-year degree, but my husband had two degrees in science. So we're not naturals when it came to conversations about alternative anything, and certainly not spirituality. for goodness sake, my husband went to Caltech on full scholarship. He did not believe in God,
mm-hmm.
you know.
He was a scientist.
And so, when I woke up and still had a connection to the other side and could hear animals talk and plants talk and dead people came to me, and I knew things that I shouldn't have any access to. The knowing, the sense of knowing and the sense of connection to my soul on the other side in the causal realms was so profound that it was a little scary. And in the beginning, I would ask people, do you hear things? Do you talk to dead people? And it wasn't very well received. And so I stopped talking.
Mm.
But like a lot of people with NDE experiences, I went on a spiritual quest. I went on a quest to find out, why did this happen to me? What is my journey? What is my purpose? And it took me, I can't say all over the world, but I traveled the world for sure. And I met some incredible people. And I traveled throughout the U.S. and Canada extensively. And I've met some of the most brilliant minds in the world. I've downloaded every podcast and lecture, and I've gone to, 10 or 12 advanced certification courses in different kinds of healing. And as I was on my journey of self-healing, that's when healers began to tell me, you're a healer, you're meant to do this work. And I did not readily take to that idea, because I knew enough to know that I had been traumatized and I had things that I needed to heal inside of me.
Yes.
And if we learn nothing from A Course in Miracles, we learn that if we are going to be in service to others, we need to clear our own traumas and our own paradigms and our own beliefs, or we will project that on every client that comes to us. And that is exactly what my philosophy always was, that I needed to heal. But eventually I was talked into helping the healers that were helping me. So I began, I began with very advanced clients, because the healers that I was going to, and my husband allowed me to have access to money to be able to pay for these things and travel and to be able to afford a lot of things that most people couldn't afford at the time. And they were asking me, hey, can you do a session for me? Or I have some clients I think you can help. And in the beginning, I was very resistant to it because, quite frankly, I felt a little bit like a fraud. Well, you've been doing this for 20 or 30 years, and you want me, who just woke up 2 years ago from an NDE, to help your clients? And they were pretty insistent. You're a natural. You have a very natural way. The way you share information, what comes through, is so pure and so high vibrational that it's shocking. And so I thought, okay, well, what I'll do is, if there's a few people that want my help, fine, and I'll just ask for $20. I'm never going to charge anybody that much money. I want to heal myself, and it'll help me. Because as we know, the more love and healing you intend for other people, we receive that, right?
That's right.
And
that's right.
And that's kind of where I was coming from, that if I did this, it would help me and I would be able to heal faster. Well, pretty soon I was on the phone 6 days a week, 8 or 10 hours a day.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had clients in Belgium and Switzerland and Ecuador and Canada, in Mexico, all across the U.S. and Hawaii, in Australia. And I have full body chills telling you the story.
I love that.
The way it transitioned into animals was that in my work with people, the animals started coming into the sessions, and they started coming in, and I could see the vision of them. And I would ask, well, did you have a white cat, or do you have a horse that's alive, or do you have a dog that, is a small dog or a large dog or what have you? And it started to bother me. So I started to go to my guides and mentors and healers and say, why is this happening to me? This is really a problem for me. This is taking a lot of time. Not only did the animals want healing, but they wanted to give messages for healing for their owners. And I thought, isn't that supposed to be my job? And come to find out, the animals came forward and said, don't you remember? You're supposed to be working with us, not them. So that's when I made the shift.
Mm. And of course, when you are, Jenny, thank you for sharing that. It's so beautiful. When you are working with animals that are helping people or that are in the lives of people, of course, they're going to be able to share that, and that is going to help the individual as well, I would assume.
Oh, in ways too numerous
I
to count, in my opinion.
Yes.
I mean, we can write books. We could write books and books and books on the information, the wisdom that is available from the animals.
Absolutely.
Is spectacular. It's humbling. It's I never go a day without saying at least 4 or 5 times, I've never heard that from an animal before, and I am not exaggerating.
I believe
they
you.
Are incredible.
I believe you. Yeah, the animal
and
kingdom. Go ahead, please.
Pardon?
Go ahead, please.
Unfortunately, the traditional perspective of animal communication is very limiting. And those who, you know, brave, pioneering men and women who started out 20 or 30 years ago creating this, really bringing this forward on their own, within their own system of beliefs, through their own, you know, unhealed trauma, I applaud them for the strength and the courage they had to come out and do it.
Yes.
But a lot of what is being taught to people is very, very limiting. It's limiting not only for the soul family of animals, but it's limiting to the people who are being taught, because they themselves are also being held back. Or people like me, and I've seen it happen more than once, not only to myself, but others, are being insulted or told we are wrong or told what we do is not animal communication. And that's quite unfortunate.
Because we have to broaden our perspective. We are a part of a living ecosystem that includes, as you said, you know, the animals, the plants, the water, the air. Everything is alive, and we are not separate from it. And that is the arrogance that we have lived our lives that have caused so much trouble, because we don't understand the depth of this deep, deep connection that we have to everything, to everything.
Well, that is such a deep statement, and it really, I really feel drawn to say that I love that you have started a new podcast with a new name. And when I found that out, I wanted to share very much with you that I studied for 2 years under an indigenous medicine man, shaman, here in the U.S. from Wyoming, known as Bavado. His Christian name was Benny LeBeau. He passed away 3 years ago. He was very famous. He traveled around the world. He had been educated at Northern Arizona University and had a degree in anthropology, and traveled the world studying the hieroglyphics and the ancient sites, and worked with shamans all over the world, from New Zealand to South America to Europe. And I learned a lot about him with respect to, many things, but the majority of which had to do with healing the earth. He had a nonprofit organization called the Earth Wisdom Foundation.
When I saw that on your website, I went, oh my gosh, we are meant to speak to one another.
And I have full body chills, and I think that our conversation may well bridge a gap between earth wisdom and animal wisdom. And I meditated before our call this morning, and I asked, what is the priority to talk about? And when you just mentioned arrogance and your beautiful statement, a very broad statement that you just made that we could talk about for the next 3 hours,
yes,
easily,
yes,
to unpack what you said. A lot of people talk about spiritual ego and spiritual arrogance. And what I found on my journey, and it was almost, I always like to say, I don't know who said this, but when you don't know where you're going, any road will do. I felt like I was fumbling. But you know what? I wasn't fumbling. I was being guided to have all these experiences with
Absolutely. People
on different milestones on their journey, on their path, with a lot of different belief systems, and unfortunately, a lot of ego. to demonstrate to me how not to bring forward my information, how not to make people wrong, how not to put blame, how not to point the finger, and how to believe, to absolutely believe and know in your bones the truth of the earth and the truth of the animals. And that is that the earth carries patterns of trauma.
Absolutely.
And so do the animals.
Yes.
And there are those. It is said too often animals don't carry unforgiveness. Animals don't get upset with people. The earth doesn't need help in healing. The earth is fine on her own. We know that that's not true. We know that medicine wheel ceremonies are so integral to the reclaiming of our earth and our relationship with nature.
Well, you know, it's amazing because it's amazing because you're talking about so many things that I have done my whole life. And I teach about the medicine wheels, and I too, like yourself, have studied with Indigenous elders and am currently immersed in doing much work with Indigenous elders. And so we're kind of on parallel paths, and I think that that's no accident that you reached out to me, so I'm very grateful for that. Go ahead, please.
No, please, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I feel the same way, that the people that we need to meet or know, et cetera, they will come into our path. And I have no idea how I stumbled across, and I just saw your picture. I didn't even see that. I just saw your picture and I'm like, okay, that woman is special. And I sort of sent you an email and just thinking, well, at the very least we could talk, or maybe I could have a session with you and we can get to know one another. And I do that a lot because
yes.
I want to reach out and create community. And it's so important, the value of these things. People don't understand. They take for granted our relationship with the four directions. They take they take for granted our relationship with the elements of earth. They take for granted the animals' relationship with the elements of the earth, but the animals themselves are out of balance.
Yes.
That is what domestication has done. That is what the last 2,000 years of agriculture has done. We have been entangled karmically and in so many ways with certain animals that people just, I don't think they want to know the truth.
Yes.
And what I'm trying to do is bring that sensible, loving way and be a voice, not only for the animals, but for the wisdom that I have been asked to bring through. So thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. And can you tell the listening audience, and again, my guest is Jenny Jablonski, and she's an animal communicator and equine medicine facilitator, and truly a woman who is on a spiritual a path of helping others understand that we are spirit. We are not just human beings. We are spirit interacting with spirit all the time. And when we understand that, we would see the depth of the potential of communication and the depth of the potential of healing that is literally right at our fingertips and right within our own being and our heart. So Jenny, would you be kind enough to share some of the information that especially horses have helped you to understand about the challenges of the earth and what we need to do?
Well, this is a very basic answer, and I hope that this very basic, simple answer speaks to a lot of people. In order to be in right relationship with anything, we first have to be in right relationship to ourselves.
Yes.
We have lost connection to what the Indigenous talk about, the seven directions, and what the seven directions represent.
Yes.
Most importantly, what I talk about is looking inside mm-hmm. our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And when our heart is blocked off from our soul, our wisdom, we are not in alignment. And the same thing happens to animals. Has been a lot of clarification, really. Because as I went on my path, I didn't believe anything. Remember, I didn't believe anything, and I didn't believe everything, to be quite honest. I had to be convinced.
Yes.
And as I went and I sought out constant validation, constant learning from other people, I was taught, I will give an example from a woman who had a lot of shamanic training on the East Coast of the U.S., and she was a wonderful animal communicator who journeyed. She would do ceremonies for 15 minutes prior to every animal communication session, and then she would go on a journey and speak with the soul of the animal. Well, she taught me that only certain animal souls under certain circumstances could progress to be a human soul. And, well, I believed her because she was the professional and I was paying her, right?
Right.
But the animals have shown me, stop reading all of these books.
Yeah.
Stop going and becoming certified. Every time you read a book and learn a new protocol, you move further away from us. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to be honest, I still read the books, but what I found was that the information that already exists within us, we can learn these protocols and we can resonate with certain teachings, but if we don't embody them at a certain point, in other words, if we are just regurgitating facts that we learned that somebody else said or we read because it makes us sound really smart or it sounds good on camera or on the radio, and we don't know it, it is not part of our knowing. We have not embodied it and expanded it and brought more into the conversation, then that knowledge is just information. It's not evolution.
Yes.
Evolution through inner awareness and through growth and through healing and through our reconnection with the elements, the directions, nature, the earth, ourself, healing ourselves.
Yes. And
please go ahead.
As an energy healer myself, so I've been a healer for over 20 years, working with people in medicine and had the opportunity to do many different things in terms of helping people understand the true heart of healing, as you just said, is when you know yourself, when you understand that you are an integral part of everything, you stop hurting yourself and you stop hurting others because we're interconnected. You cannot fray the strings of a fabric and not have the whole thing unfurl. You know, we are a part of, we're the warp and the weave of the fabric of life. We are a part of it, but we're not superior to it in any way. In fact, one of the medicine wheels so beautifully speaks about, you know, what it took for the earth to prepare for humanity to be here. Millions and millions and millions of years of care and design and preparation for the first human to be here and to thrive. That is a dedication of the earth herself to life. And we have to remember that.
Absolutely. And we need to find that connection within ourselves to all that is, that exists. And once we have found that, to specifically answer the question you asked 10 minutes ago, once we have found that, that is how we can in turn be in service to the earth. But in the meantime, we are dealing with a lot, unfortunately, a lot of arrogance, a lot of spiritual arrogance. And I think people are going deeper and they are understanding that a lot that has been brought forward in the new age, the quick fix, et cetera, isn't really the way for some of us.
No.
And that we are going deeper and finding that reconnection. A big trend lately toward a lot of these articles written about, we need to just stop healing, stop thinking that there's something wrong with you. But then the article makes you feel bad if you want to continue your healing. Yeah, you know what I mean? And when I have spoken in depth with people that believe this, you don't have to do anything, you just have to be. I realize that this is, for the most part, their defense mechanism to looking inside and doing their own work.
Right. It's all often their fear.
I'm so glad you agree. We cannot escape doing the work.
We're born to heal.
When people write these types of articles, they are negating each individual unique soul purpose of 7 billion people on the planet.
That's right.
How can we possibly know that?
That's right. And we are here. We are born. As I wrote something for a dear friend who is being laid to rest this week, you know, we are spirit, and when we come into life, we remain spirit, and when we leave this life, we remain spirit. We are spirit in the process of learning, and we are here to learn. That's the very purpose of our life, to learn and to grow and to change and to collaborate and to make things better, because everything is already workable if we just don't get in the way. So, Jenny, as always, a half hour goes by so swiftly, and I really look forward to continuing a conversation with you. My guest has been Jenny Jablonski, and please go to her beautiful website, which is www.heartofthehorse.us. It is really beautiful. It has beautiful audio. It has beautiful photos. It shows many testimonials of how Jenny's open-heartedness and her willingness to speak on behalf of life that helps to change everything that we know. And that's what we're here to do. Thank you so much for your time, Jenny, today. And thank you for reaching out to me. I'm deeply touched. This is Elaine Grohman for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Go out and make it a good day. It's up to you.